Blog Talk Radio.
Internet shortcut URL equals https://alpatri.com/topic/26907308888. Fill my eyes with poetry 7-9-21.
Wow. That's a unique intro for tonight. Tonight we're having a little bit of fun. We don't have a show song necessarily, but we do have a lot of fun that we're going to be having in the group. So for those that are usually listening in, this is not a normal show. We're going to be going over some trivia, have a little bit of fun. And the fun part about this is that those that are in the group are going to be able to possibly win a free one-month gold membership just for hanging out with us, having a blast, listening in and interacting. So often these shows can focus on poetry.
Internet shortcut URL equals https://alpatri.com/topic/26907308888. Fill my eyes with poetry 7-9-21.
Well, I'm getting yelled at. It's yelling at me. I don't know why it's yelling at me, but it is. So anyways, tonight we are going to go over some poetry and some poetry trivia, some fun trivia, and just overall have a blast. So I'm waiting for a few people to call in, and we'll go from there. This is Victoria Frost. I am your host tonight. This special episode is being hosted by some awesome members. I just wanted to give back, so they gave us a donation so we could kind of treat our members just because, yeah. So you can call in to our number, you can listen in, and we'll just go from there. So for now, I'm just going to kind of chill and sit here and hang out with myself. Check in with the group. How is everyone on LMP doing? Yes, no, maybe so. Is this going on? Maybe not. I don't see anyone calling in yet. Oh, good. Well, Kels can hear me. Hi, Kels. How are you doing? But I hope. Oh, and I do believe that this is our wonderful Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome to the show.
I turned on the intro while you were talking, probably. I did.
It was a very angry intro. Yeah, just was like LNP Poets intro 7-9, and it just was like it read off our address. That's pretty much what it did.
It didn't
play a song. Here, hold on. For experience purposes, third time's the charm. I'm gonna play the intro. Hold on, here we go.
Internet shortcut URL equals https://alpatri.com/topic/26907308888. Fill my eyes with poetry 7-9-21.
I don't know what that is. Hang on a minute.
I don't know either.
Internet shortcut URL equals http.
I don't know what's going
on. Oh, my gosh. Well, that was pretty wild. Oh, wait a minute. I got to go.
Oh, my
goodness.
Right
back. Oh, my God. Really?
So we...
Oh, my God. What the
this
hell
is what
that?
Happens when chaos ensues.
Wow. I thought I was better than that. What happened there?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, so we've got a few poets already on the board. We've got Kel, we've got Frank, and we have Laurent. And so... I figure I told everyone we're going to be doing a mix of fun versus serious poetry questions, fun kind of chaotic trivia. So my side is going to be chaos. I can ask just about anything and everything from, you know, what is the nickname of the Lone Star State to maybe I'll even ask how many times the average human poops. You know, who knows? It's going to be chaos. And Phil is going to be helping me with some little bit more serious questions. So this way we can be a little quirky, have a little bit of fun. So I am going to start us off with a question. Johnny Depp, because who doesn't like Johnny Depp? I mean, sexy man right there. Johnny Depp is famously afraid of what? What is Johnny Depp famously afraid of?
I know. That's crazy.
I know. We're gonna let people kind of figure it out. Rock says himself. Frank says his shadow. No, not water, not himself, and not his shadow. I'll give you guys a few hints. It's a pretty common phobia. We especially see it typically in children. So, think of that. Give it a few more seconds.
Hang on, I'm having a fight with the computer, so give me a couple more.
No worries. You do you. Kels is me. It would actually be clowns. The answer is clowns. So clowns is the answer. Claustrophobia. No, some great ones, but no, clowns. All right, Phil, do you got one for us?
Yeah, I thought I did, but it was a repeat from earlier. I have another one. Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. Okay, everybody. Let me see. This one. Sometimes called the greatest of the lyric poets of ancient Greece, whose house in Thebes was spared for demolition by Alexander the Great during his conquest, in recognition of the complimentary works the poet composed for one of his ancestors. Oh, shoot. Who got that right? Who got your answer right?
Oh, no one got my answer right.
Oh, good.
We had multiple guesses, and no one had it right. Oh, we got another caller. Area code 778. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Tasiana, but I just want to listen so I can be on the board. I can hear it better on hold.
No worries. I'll go put you on hold, and thanks for calling in. Thanks for being here.
Yep. Okay, what am I doing?
We're waiting for people. Picasso says Aristotle.
No, it's not Aristotle. Wait, maybe I better look again. Nope, it's not Aristotle.
No. Sometimes called the greatest of the lyric poets of ancient Greece, whose house in Thebes was spared from demolition by Alexander the Great during his conquest in recognition of the complimentary work the poet composed for one of his ancestors. Kel says Socrates. Not so great. Faze, have you got a guess? Nope, we've got Aristotle and we've got Socrates. Or Socrates. Laurent is correcting my pronunciation. Thank you. Socrates. I say things how I wish. No.
Okay, well, I think the time is up. The answer for that one is Pindar.
Pindar, yes. Okay, on to something a little more goofy. I just had one. Hold on, let me go and find it. Okay, here we go. What was Walt Disney afraid of? I think this is relatively well known.
Oh.
What was Walt Disney afraid of?
afraid of enough. I didn't know he was afraid of nothing.
Oh, yes, he is. It's ironic. Take out the Mickey, and Frank has it with Mickey. It is, in fact, a mouse. Walt Disney was, in fact, afraid of mice, which is ironic because of Mickey Mouse. So I'll
right.
give Frank that one just because he was a little quicker than the Mickey. Da Vinci. Yes, elephants are also afraid of mice.
Yep. Okay. Oh, I think it's on me. I'm silly me. I'm sitting here going, oh,
it
yeah,
is on
yeah.
you. No, no, no.
Yeah.
It's you're good. We're a little bit of chaos and fun here. It's a late night. We don't.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, here we go. I didn't know this one. See that? And who suggested that necessity is the mother of invention? And it wasn't Frank Zappa. Just saying. Nope. Not
that
Einstein.
Is a good one. Not Einstein. Nope. A little older. Think a little further back. Not Frank Zappa.
Yep. See, I knew to say that in my opening there. I knew to say it wasn't Frank Zappa.
It is Plato. Frank got it.
Not Plato.
Look at him.
It's
not
Plato?
I thought it was.
No, not according to my Ovid. Unless that's his middle name. Yeah, I mean, that's what it said,
no,
so I don't
Plato.
Know.
Plato is Plato.
Yeah, I know.
I thought that was in the Dialogues of the Republic, which was written by Plato. Now I'm really curious as to Ovid. Who's Ovid? Hold on, I gotta Google this. Ovid. Roman poet. Hold on, when did Plato live now? Hold on. Hold on. I'm Googling this now.
Dialogue of the Republic. I should have said it. But that's not what the...
Yeah.
It's not what the site said.
Yeah. 43 BC. Okay. I mean, I still think we should give Frank that one because I think he's more correct. But, yeah, interesting. Okay, well, I would not have gotten that one right. I thought it was Plato for sure. Good to know the things
yeah.
you learn. Okay. I use this phrase, and this will probably date me to some degree, but when was word vomit as a phrase created?
Yes.
I know. It's a newer phrase-ish. Not the 1980s. Early 2000s. Frank says 2004. I think he's Googling. I think he is, because that is oddly specific. But yes, it was created supposedly, in 2004 with the movie Mean Girls. Yeah. When I woke up from a hangover. But yes, so Frank got that one. All right, Phil, on to you.
I'm afraid after the last one.
I know.
I could have said, though. Crazy as that is.
Yep.
I got. Here we go. What A is Dante's surname?
I mean, Faze, that was a great try. Oh, Kel's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Faze was super, super close. But Kel's got it. Way to go, Kel's. That was a great one. Okay. Here's always a fun one. I think it's been talked about a few times, but where were fortune cookies invented? I mean, you guys are not wrong. It is the USA. Do you know what city in the USA?
San Francisco.
Phil, you're not supposed to give the answer away. We'll give it to Faze with USA. She is correct. This is where it was invented.
Hey, I can help myself. Eventually, occasionally I'm correct. When I'm correct, sometimes I just have to speak up. I'm not always that.
That's fair. That's fair. It's like every time Keats pops up, I just have to bite my tongue. Keith Dickinson, my favorite poet.
Yep, I hear you. Okay, I guess it's on me. Jeez, on me. I don't see this. What AP wrote to urge human to forgive divine and build his grotto at Twickenham? La, 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 la.
I know. We're going to have karaoke here soon.
Yep, that's it, Laura. Good job.
Alexander Pope. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fun one. When diverted their roads in order to avoid disturbing communities of what? Iceland diverted their roads in order to avoid disturbing communities of what?
Well, Faziana said horses.
Not horses. It's a little bit more mystical.
Must be unicorns.
Not normal people. Not unicorns. So I did think there, yeah, not unicorns, not unicorns. there is a trivia question here, not trolls. Think more Lord of the Rings.
Wow. Hobbits?
Not fairies. Some would say that they are related, but they are not fairies.
Oh. See this?
Yes, Faye's got it with elves. It is, in fact, elves. Yes. That was a tricky one.
Okay.
Rudolph.
Not elks. Elves. No, I'm kidding. Being a wise guy. Okay, now this is, what name is given to a poem consisting of 14 lines? Now, don't tell them, Victoria. We had it on earlier.
Just look in the history, guys. Look in the history.
That's way back in history. That could take them quite a long time.
Yes, Frank got it. Frank got it with a sonnet.
Sonnet, Frank is on it.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry, I was being silly. I was being
silly. No, I love it. Okay. Up next, who wrote the Borrower series of books?
Oh. Well, I don't know.
Oh, sorry. I misspelled it. The Borrower series. Mr. Borrower. Nope, not Mr. Borrower. Nope, not Roald Dahl. I do love his stories, though. Best kid stories. I should know, but I forget. Not Ronald McDonald. Phil, did I lose you? It's awfully silent on your end. Did you lose me?
Oh, I did. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you're good.
I was doing something. I was fixing something. Did we get an answer? Did we get a right answer?
No, we've got Frank saying Ronald McDonald, which is not the answer. It's written by a woman. I'll give everyone a hint. It's written by a woman. With the name that we see in... Huh?
Yeah, Ronald McDonald. He did the one about the Golden Arches. Just saying.
Yeah,
he did.
Mm-hmm. Mary Norton, that is correct. Kel's got the answer. Mary Norton, yes.
Oh, wait, I got one up here. Okay. Woo-hoo. I think that means that I have to do the next one. I'm ready. Almost.
Yes.
I'm getting there. Okay. Which star of the craze wrote a prose and poetry book called America?
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yipperdoodles.
Any guesses?
Doesn't seem like it. I don't know what the craze is. Which star is the craze? That's what it said.
I know. So silent.
Yes. No, it isn't Reggie.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just what it says here. But I'll give you the answer. Ready?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's a good one. That was a good one. Yeah. Okay, here we go. What year did Shakespeare marry Anne Hathaway?
Oh. I didn't get an invitation, so I don't know.
I know, right? That was just rude of them.
I know. I don't appreciate that kind of stuff. Not
right?
At all.
Never. No, he did, in fact, marry an Anne Hathaway. Just not the modern-day Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yeah.
What is a burqa? <Leron. laughs> Frank is close. Not 1566, but pretty close.
Oh, my God. Where the hell did I was doing? I gotta.
I have no idea.
I don't know either. I'm lost. Where the hell? God, I left the whole damn studio.
Oh, no. I got muted. 1582, yes, Frank got it. Hey, did we lose you?
You talking to me? No. I
1582,
myself.
Frank got it. Oh, no, bad. I got muted.
Oh. I can't tell you how many times I've done that. When I call in as a guest, I'm saying, you know, that when I go to mute myself, I mute those. I can't tell you. I've done that to Pam, I don't know how many times. I think, I swear to God.
Oh, no.
Said, like, you know,
I know, I'm sitting here and all that. I'm sitting here and I hear.
Beep. Oh my God.
No, Frank.
So
Frank won. Frank correctly answered the last one. That Shakespeare married Anne Hathaway in 1582.
Okay, good. So now it's my turn to
yeah.
ask the question. Oh my God! You know,
yeah.
It's okay. Everything will be fine. I'll get it right.
Yeah. We'll get there. It'll be an adventure.
Oh God! You know, you're lucky you don't work with me all the time. The beta gets. That's what's wrong with Laurent these days. Okay, which writer of 20 love poems and a song of despair was once called the greatest poet of the 20th century in any language by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, or Marquez? I'm not sure how to pronounce it correct. Yep.
Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Marquez. See, I learned that the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky for me. Nope, it's not Nirvana.
Oh, no. Laurent misses. He misses the multiple choices. Do we have any multiple choices ones?
Yeah, well, no. I don't have any multiple choices. I get straight up questions and answers. And they meet the wrong people. Yep, it was Neruda.
I'll get you some. I'll get you some multiple choice questions, Laurent. I got you. Okay, this is an easy one. Come on, Laurent. I have faith in you. Who wrote The Pit and the Pendulum? Who wrote The Pit and the Pendulum? Kel's got it with Edgar Allan Poe. That is correct. I'm sorry, Frank. No, Nevada wasn't was the question. Oh, Kel's got it with Poe, though. So that was fantastic. That was a good one. Good job, Kel's.
Okay. So, I guess the next step is let me just copy and paste.
I like
that. I need that Neruda. Why is he saying I said Neruda? Anyway, I got it for him. I'm going to be quiet. What ROTL is a famous satirical poem by Alexander Pope? Wow, I don't know. Never heard of this one.
I don't know that one either.
I plead the fifth on this. I don't know what it is.
There you go. I got some multiple choice answers. For
Laurent. What are you talking about? Well, I don't know what that means anyway. Okay, did everybody give up on the one I just put up?
I don't know. It looks like Frank is thinking.
Okay. What ROTL is the famous satirical poem by Alexander Pope?
Oh, I know. Well, ROTL? Yeah, I think I know what it is. Think of Alexander Pope's. So I'll give a hint. Think of Alexander Pope's poem and what spells out ROTL. Of the lock, right? Is that it? Yes, no, Phil? Yep. Oh, I think Phil's got it. Okay.
Yes.
Laurent and Frank, I expect this to be no trouble. I expect you guys to know this, but Don Quixote was written in which language? They've got it with the C. Good job. It was written in Spanish.
That would have been my guess.
I know.
Okay.
I should know.
I mean, you know, it just makes sense, I think. Okay. So, let's see what I got here. Okay. Here we go. Who left an unfinished work called Cantos?
That's a good one. Not Chaucer. Not Chaucer. Great, great guess, but not Chaucer. Lord Byron.
Who? No, that's not
Lord Byron.
That would have said.
Really?
Yeah, we're gonna do this again. I had to check my site because that's what it says. There's not.
Yeah, well, I thought it was Lord Byron.
No. Let's just see what it says. Dante's comedy. Her definition. It did say unfinished. I don't know if that makes a difference.
I don't know.
Here. I don't know. I do not know.
Okay, you can go ahead and give us the answer.
Okay, this is what it says. So I do not know. Anyway, yeah, it says unfinished work called Cantos, so I don't know the difference between this one and that one. Now, Faziana said she looked up the other one, and it was Plato. Might need to fact check. So I don't know if she's talking about me and the one I had, but we kind of corrected that point. We gave the point for that.
Yeah.
So
okay. Well, the one we have up now, is The Invisible Man, a classic science fiction novel, was written by what author? And it is not Robert Louis. Not A. Phase is correct with B. It is, in fact, Wells.
Okay. So, Kel, got it?
No, Phase. Phase answered first.
Okay. So sorry, Betty.
No worries.
Okay. I'm afraid to give any more questions now. Okay.
Just blame the trivia people. They don't know their own trivia.
I'll tell you, that's what they're telling me. And I'm going, okay, yeah. Okay, who wrote Paradise Lost?
Not Dante. This is a poem. It is a poem. He's very similar. I think he's kind of similar to Keats.
Yep, Kel got it.
Yes, John Milton. Good job, Kel. Look at her just coming out. Okay. Next one. According to the book Lost Horizon, where was the fictional city of Shangri-La located? Nope, not the South Pacific Island. It is B, the mountains of Tibet. That is correct, the mountains of Tibet. Laurent got that one. Way to go, Laurent. Look at you.
He's so smart.
He is.
Nippers?
Good man, smart man.
Yep. Okay. Which 17th century poet wrote the following phrases? Trips of Light Fantastic. Allegro. Every dark cloud has a silver lining, Comus, and the last infirmity of noble minds, Lucidus, and Look Homeward, Angel, by Lucidus. Wow. No, wasn't the Dalai Lama. Not T.W.
You picked a hard one there.
I just picked the next one in mind. Don't be so silly now.
Oh.
You don't think I picked these. I would never know which one to grab. No clues, Frank. No clues. Where the hell are these from anyway?
Can't beg it. Can't fault them for trying.
Oh my God. Okay. Are we calling it? Are we throwing in the towel on this one?
I think we're gonna call it. Yep.
Okay. John Milton. And that's what it says. Don't know anything more.
No. Interesting. All right, here's the next one. Not multiple choice. Which author had the real name Charles Dodgson? Which author had the real name Charles Dodgson?
Hmm. I'll be right back, Rachel.
Okay, no worries. Not Mark Twain. Kells got it with Lewis Carroll. All right, good job, Kells. All right, this is simple. I'm hoping most people know who this is. Here we go. Okay. This next one, I think most people know. Which book of the Bible tells us about the creation of the world? And Faye's got that. Genesis. Yep. With a close second by Laurent, just because Faith types faster. All right. Here's, we'll go with another one. All right, this one. Who are the men in the nursery rhyme, that begins with rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub?
The butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker.
Neutron. We're going to give that one to Neutron. So we've got a point for FaZe, a point for Kel, and a point for Neutron, and it's off to you, my dear.
Don't forget my point. One for Kel. One for FaZe.
Don't forget. Yeah, don't forget Phil. Mm-hmm.
And I said that like I meant it too, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I just walked in the room when you said that. I was like, uh-huh. I know that answer. Me and Mother Goose are friends. Oh, God. Okay, I guess it's my turn. Oh, I fell by the moment of silence. Okay. Where am I? Okay. What nationality was 16th century poet and soldier Camoens? I don't know if I pronounced it right, but I tried.
I'm not sure who Laurent is referring to, but he says been mad since she quit smoking.
He's talking about me.
Ah, that is so shameful. Laurent.
It's a tattletale, you know. Tell my business in public.
Keeping not you on
Spanish,
your toes, huh?
Not Greek. I quit smoking the 20th of May.
That's good. That's a big thing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
excuse me, I had a coughing fit over here for a second.
Yeah. I had a coughing.
Giving up smoking, it's a hard thing. No, I had a coughing fit. I had like a tickle in my throat. Is that one that makes me cry? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them with a vengeance.
Yeah, my coughing fit was the reason I had to quit smoking.
Oh, no. It's a hard thing to do, though. So, it is. I'm proud of you.
I got to tell you. I thought, all these years, right, I thought about it. The time I thought about it, I was, like, ready to find my cigarettes. And the 20th of May, I landed in the hospital. I just wasn't feeling right.
Yeah.
I walked out of here, and I went to grab my cigarettes for the trip, because the first thing I do when I get in the car after I get out of the hospital is light up a cigarette. And I looked at those cigarettes, and I said, you know what, they can stay right there. And I walked away.
Oh,
from
my goodness.
Yeah.
That's amazing, Phil. Really. That is truly amazing.
That's That's a long time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Really long time. Okay.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Frank said, Kel said Portuguese, but it was was it Portuguese? It was Portuguese.
Yeah,
Kel's got it, yep. Okay.
Yeah,
up next, we have in Charles. Up next, we have in Charles Dickinson's novel, A Tale of Two Cities. What are the names of the two cities?
What? Neutron, I think, got that one, didn't she?
Nope. Bayes did. London and Paris.
Wow. See how silly I am?
Poor Laurent. He needs to call in so that he can, like, speak his answers because he's got that typing handicap he told us about. We need even a playing field for him.
Yeah,
send him the question and then, like, 5 seconds later, post it for everybody else. That's what we'll do.
That would go over really well.
I got you, Laurent. I got you.
I asked him if he was calling.
Huh?
Okay. I said, I asked him if he was calling. He didn't call.
Shame, shame.
You know. Sometimes it beats that way. Okay. So, which Trinidadian poet won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1992? Trinidadian. Now, that's tricky.
I had a couple of clients who were from Trinidad. They were an interesting lot.
I don't think I would have ever thought to use the word Trinidadian. You know what I mean? It was something that I don't know what I would have said, but just...
Nope, I think Hill's got that. Derek Walcott?
Nope, but she's close. She's close.
Frank says Dwight York.
Nope.
Hill says Derek Walcott. The only one I know.
Yeah.
Well, who won it in 1992?
Hello, Laurent.
Oh, ho, evening the playing field.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're here.
See that? Okay.
Any guesses for you, Laurent? For the Trinidadian poet that won? Okay.
No. Okay. Well, there's the answer. Derek Walton.
Wow. That's what Kel says.
Yeah,
Kel said Derek Walcott. Oh, Walcott, not Walton. Oh, got it. Tricky. Okay, here we go. Multiple choice for Laurent. In Alice in Wonderland, which character is most often seen weeping? Bill the Lizard, the Dormouse, the Griffin, or the Mock Turtle?
The Mock Turtle.
Nope. Laurent got it. Even with Phase and Neutron type and Bees out there, it was in fact the Mock Turtle.
Okay.
It is B.
Okay. Woo-hoo. Okay. Which poem contains the line, "Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary"?
Raven.
That's a hell of a playing field, man. Yes,
that's right.
That's right,
God damn it.
Okay, here we go. That one's going to Laurent. Okay, which author said, an archaeologist is the best husband a woman can have? The older she gets, the more interesting he becomes to her. Put your guesses out.
Well, I've heard the quote, and I can't think of who said it.
Not Kathy Wright. Hell's Got It with Agatha Christie. That's correct.
According to the traditional rhyme, a child born on which day is said to be full of grace?
Sunday.
Mm-mm. You were close.
Monday.
I do believe this is the day
grace.
I was born on.
Well. No, it's Tuesday's child. Oh, shit. I don't know what.
Laurent.
It's not Sunday and it's not Saturday. And according
Monday's child is fair of face.
Tuesday's child is full of
Since
face.
Laurent. Yep.
You're close. Monday's right next to Tuesday. And you are 1/7 of the rate of the weight correct. Sorry, I'll be hitting myself.
Okay. Okay, from Gulliver's Travels, in what year was Lemuel Gulliver shipwrecked on Lilliput?
Like
it is,
say,
in fact, E. 1699 is correct. Bay's got it for B.
Okay.
Frank is just guessing all the numbers. And Kells is saying Tuesday.
There you go. Okay. Okay, Laurent, would you read this for me?
What do you want me to do?
Would you read that for me?
C'est magnifique, mais ce n'est pas la guerre. 1854, about what? That's magnificent, but it's not the war of 1854. What is it about?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I wish I knew the answer.
No making an ass of myself. Nope, it's not peace, it's not cheese, it's not LOL. Just reading everything I'm seeing. That was a good try, though, Neutron. LOL was a nice try. Am I kidding? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think Aphasion is right. Wow.
Nope.
No?
Not love?
Not according to the answer they gave me.
They're wrong. I don't know if they actually are wrong, but I'm just going to say that they are. So.
Well, it says, it gives you all that. What does that say? Read it to me again, Marat, in English, would you?
It's magnificent, but it's not war.
Right.
1854.
About war. Right.
What is it about?
Y'all ready? Oh, I'm calling it. It's the charge of the labor game. So
right. Because it wasn't war. It was suicide. They knew they were going to die.
Yeah.
Kamikaze without the picture.
Okay, I think that pushes it over to me, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What author wrote Far from the Madding Crowd and Tests of the D'Urbervilles?
Thomas.
What were you saying, Laurent?
The Fagiana's got it.
She does not.
I was going to say B. Thomas Hardy.
It is Thomas Hardy.
Oh, okay.
Laurent got that. It was, in fact, B. Don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt yourself, Laurent. You're a smart man.
Man, I knew 1699, too, but I was scared of answering.
Don't be scared to answer. You're a smart
man. I'm just being facetious or probably fatuous. I'm not sure which one.
Oh, my God.
He won't help you.
Yes, he will. He's been by me all these years.
He wrote you off a
long time
ago.
Frank is running away. So good night, Frank. Sleep well.
Hey, Frank. Of whom are the seasons of mist and mellow fruitfulness, a close bosom friend?
Of whom the seasons of mist and mellow fruitfulness, a close bosom friend?
Well, they want to know who Keats was referring to. Kel.
Yeah. That is from his two autumn poems. But who is he referring to?
Well, not the leaves.
Leaves correct?
No, Leaves is not correct.
Nope.
Well, it's got to be an animate object, not an inanimate object, because it says of whom.
Not his child.
It could be a personification of which he speaks.
That's true.
Ha. Chalk one up for Gene. Somebody write that down. I said something and it sounded smart. Yes.
Put a point next to your name, my dear.
Is there an answer that accompanies that level of satisfaction?
Well, I know the answer. I know the
not
answer.
Not trees, not his child. Think a little higher, people.
Birds.
New trend,
4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, there we go.
The maturing sun. Right? Mm-hmm.
The maturing sun to autumn by John Keats.
The maturing sun.
I want to see that in writing.
I just see it in writing.
Come on, don't get lazy now.
Ay, 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 ay. You want me to send you the poem?
All right, our next one is the lines, oh, east is east and west is west, and never the twain shall meet. were written by whom? Lord Byron, G.K. Chesterton, Thomas Hood, or Rudyard Kipling? And Faye's got it without a question. It is indeed Kipling.
Woo-hoo. All right. Woo-hoo. Okay. And for anyone who was paying attention earlier, we've had this on the board. Just saying. Under Milkwood, the last completed work of which author? You know, you're supposed to at least let me finish the question.
No.
Yes.
I apologize.
You tell her, Lorraine.
The thing is, it's too damn quick. If I wait for the third syllable, I'm done.
He's not wrong.
Oh, my God. No, he's right. So we're all good. So it's on you, Ms. Victoria.
All right. Edward Lear is famous for what kind of poem?
Oh. New time for the ballad.
Not a ballad.
Oh. Must gotta be C.
And Dave's got it. It is a limerick. It is, in fact, a limerick.
A limerick?
He called it nonsense verse.
I told you before, spelling counts.
Wow.
That's a fine spelling of limerick. Oh, my God.
I know. Who would think? Who would think that?
Are you saying that Lear spoke or wrote limericks or spoke in limericks?
I know.
He was known to write an original kind of nonsense verse and it was later popularized as the limerick.
There you go. That was actually...
But it was coined nonsense verse.
There was something about limericks earlier, and I think he was mentioned in it, if I remember correctly.
I think it was when it was asking a place in Scotland, Ireland?
Yeah.
In a poetry form, maybe? Maybe.
But I saw, that was one of the questions. But I don't know. I remember seeing Lear up there earlier. And then I heard the same about Lear.
I know wasn't there a King Lear question? I don't know. We've had a lot of questions. It's been a lot of fun.
A lot of questions, a lot of answers, and I have no clue what any of them were. I could do all this tomorrow and get asking me. You have no idea. I might remember four out of all the ones that have gone past. Okay, here's the next one. The house of what famous Greek poet was the only home spared by Alexander the Great when he invaded and destroyed the city of Thebes in 335 BC? That sounds familiar, too.
Yeah, that was you had that question on the first show. It was Ovid, I think, right?
So what's the name, then?
Just said it was Ovid, I think, right?
No.
Pliny the Elder.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh no, this wasn't Ovid. Ovid was the one that was about Plato that had the controversy. This was in the earlier show. Yeah, Pindar.
Oh.
That
girl.
That's that Pindar one. Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who wrote the sonnet that starts out? Much I traveled in the realms of gold. Who wrote the sonnet that starts out, much I have traveled in the realms of gold?
Wasn't that Laurent? It sounds familiar.
I have never heard it. Sorry.
I'll give you a hint. I really, really, really like this poet, guys. And if people have been listening, they should know who this is. Yes, FaZe, it is Keats. FaZe is going to quote me Keats now and just be like, hey, by the way, and I'll just be like, oh, my God, this is great.
You know,
make
the correct
every
answer
single time.
Could have been John.
You're not wrong.
That would have been perfect. Oh my God. Okay. Here we go. Who serves as Dante's guide through hell and purgatory?
Virgil.
The Divine Comedy. What did I tell you? But let me finish the question.
Did you see him, Faziana? It was a microsecond.
Faze literally posted. Faze posted right after Laurent said it. Like, it was really, really
You know what?
Close.
In all fairness, she knew the answer probably ahead of me. It just took time to type, so I'm going to keep quiet for a while.
I mean, so Faze is called in and listening, so that's a very fair argument that if he had waited, he would have been screwed.
If she didn't have to type, she'd have beaten me.
Yeah.
Be thankful that she is on hope. See? Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So, I'm done. It was Virgil. Case and Baby's cure. And it was the Roman poet Virgil.
Hello.
Oh, there's two of us.
Oh, I didn't realize Victoria dropped.
Well, she did.
I dropped, and it's still showing as me in there. So now I'm like called in twice, and nobody will know who is who. I'm just everywhere now.
Well, I just put
well, now, now you can teach Gene how to be twins finally.
There we go.
I have these girls how to be twins on here. What are you still? What do you think they learn here?
All right, here's a fun one. Who wrote Rip Van Winkle? You got multiple
Washington
choices.
Washington Irving.
C is the right answer. It is Washington Irving. Laurent got that one.
My goodness gracious. Wait, I have to go find the last name.
Can't do that one too fast, Laurent. Now we're not ready for you.
No, I just have to make sure I give everybody the credit. Okay. In the house that Jack built, what did the rat do? He smoked a cigarette. That sounds good. Nope, he didn't eat the cheese. That's what I would have thought. He ate the malt.
Kel says, ate the malt.
That's right.
Good job, Kel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another fun one. Where would one find Munchkin Country, Quadling Country, Gilkin Country, and Winky Country?
Wow.
Yeah.
Faze is right. It is the Land of Oz.
Yep. Yip, 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 yip. Nice. Here.
All right, where are you taking us, Phil?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out what Kel was talking about. Cause I'm keeping
I think that you posted Ate the Malt right after her. So
yeah.
I think she just wanted to make sure we saw hers.
Yeah, that's my way of confirming the answer. So fast.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Okay. What D was the 17th century poet and satirist? Satirist, that's it. That's the word I was trying to say.
See, I can say words right occasionally, but only occasionally.
Okay. La 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 la.
Do 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 do.
Do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do are you talking about? Do we get any answers on that?
I don't think anybody's answered that one. Dryden? Dryden by Kells?
I believe that was correct. Nope, yep, Dryden. Yep.
Good job. All right. Which one of the following was not one of the three musketeers? Aramis, Athos, D'Artagnan, or Porthos? Which one was not? Not Aramis. Nope.
I said B.
Not Porthos.
I say B.
Not Athos.
Wow. Why do I think D'Artagnan was one of the three musketeers?
Everybody thinks D'Artagnan is one of the three musketeers.
He must have been the fourth cousin twice removed or something. I don't know. Okay.
He wasn't able to join them immediately. He did befriend the three of them.
D'Artagnan wasn't.
No, he originally was not one of the three musketeers. The original three are I'm going to butcher the names.
Yeah,
Aramis,
Athos,
and Porthos. D'Artagnan became it later on, but he was not a musketeer.
Wow. For 70 years, thought the wrong thing.
Yeah.
See how that works out.
Yep. The book is, I believe, is actually from D'Artagnan's point of view, but it is not, he is not, it's an early version of Stolen, actually looking it up. Why are there four musketeers in every three musketeers movie? D'Artagnan does not actually become a musketeer of the guard until 2/3 through the book. Since the story is from D'Artagnan's point of view and he is not yet a musketeer, it would be an early version of stolen valor on the young man's part to call himself one. So,
wow.
D'Artagnan was not actually one of the three musketeers.
Well,
ain't
that
fun.
And by the by, you'll notice that when I use the keyboard, Fijiana beat me.
Oh, my God. Okay. Here we go. What was the name of the poet who wrote Noli? Me Tangier for Caesars. I am for Anne Boleyn. Or I am for Anne Boleyn. Let's put it that way. Anybody wants to read that better, can feel free.
I don't know that one.
I
said it is written for King Henry VIII's wife. Ex-wife, dead wife. Wife, person.
Oh, my.
Oh, faces. I can picture him on the show Tudors, but I don't know his name. I actually own the entire series of the Tudors on DVD. Now you make me want to go and watch it again, Faze.
Yeah.
Kel says Wyatt.
Yeah.
Thomas Wyatt. Yeah.
Okay. Is Tangray a religious phrase of some kind?
Well, Tangray is something we drink. Well, at least we as in me drink. I don't know how to pronounce that word.
Touch me not is the Latin version of touch me not. Spoken by Jesus to Mary Magdalene when she recognized him after his resurrection. John 20:17.
Ooh.
There you go. Okay. In Mark Twain novel, a mechanic from what New England state went back in time and visited King Arthur's court?
Connecticut.
That is right. It is the Connecticut.
Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's court. It's the name of the Mark Twain novel.
Oh, is it? Oh, my goodness.
And it's a great book. If you ever want to just be amazed, and it's the funniest book because, you know, he brings all these modern inventions back in time. It's pretty cool.
Oh, my goodness. I'm definitely going to have to check that out. Put it on my summer reading list. That's
Mark Twain is still very relevant.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Okay, kids. Which poet laureate died in 1998?
I know this one.
Speak up.
Oh, I said, I know this one. I'm not going to say the answer because I don't get a place, but I know this one. I think I know this one if the answer is right. Ted Hughes. Very good, Kels. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Okay. Which of the following authors was not also a doctor? Voltaire is correct. Dave's got that one. It is Voltaire.
There we go. Nice job.
Yeah.
Doctors are the only poets who can earn a living writing.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I think I do a pretty decent job as a lowly little accountant.
I was being facetious.
No, it's fair, though. I mean, have you ever read a lawyer's poem?
Oh, my God.
All right, Phil, where are you taking us?
Well, where do you see? I'm taking you somewhere. In which country? And you have to sit down, young lady. In which country did Keith and Shelley both die? Hush now.
It's a wonderful country. It's well known for its food.
Yeah, I was taking you somewhere, you know?
Not Scotland. A little warmer, Faze. A little warmer. Italy, yes.
Yep.
Okay. The opening lines of which classic Russian novel are in French?
Oh, no, I should know that.
Is that War and Peace?
It is War and Peace. A bon mon prince. Right? I think I said that right. A bien mon prince, I think.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay, here we go. Who recited the gift outlay at President Kennedy's inauguration?
Come on, guys.
Again, I did not get invited, so I do not know.
Oh, it's that easy, huh?
I never been invited.
Lorraine, what's my last name?
Oh, really? This is Monsieur Robert.
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty funny.
Oh, okay. Who wrote Great Expectations?
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
He hasn't even, Charles Dickens. I was going to say, he has an even better well-known piece of work.
Yeah. No, I choked.
You're doing great, Laurent. You are.
So Faziana was correct?
Faze is correct.
Just want to make sure.
Yes.
Okay, everybody. Let's see how this one goes. According to Edward Lear's poem, how long was the sailing trip undertaken by the Owl and the Pussycat? Fortnite, that's the game my grandson plays. No, that's not the answer, Faziana. I was just trying to be funny. A 3-hour tour. Yes. No.
Not 20 years. Not quite that long. Not quite so short as a fortnight.
Hope it's not a season.
Not a season. A little bit longer. Like 4 of them in a bit.
Cut it out now.
not 2 years, not quite that long.
Oh my gosh.
We're getting there, guys. We're getting there.
Oh,
like
4 God.
Seasons and like a teeny tiny bit more. Like, you know, 1/365th of a year. Sometimes 1/366th of a year.
That was a game of hot and cold, wasn't it?
Yes. No one said the answer yet, Laurent. What do you think the answer is?
Yeah, Laurent, if you had been like doing the math, you could have had this answered by now.
I have no good answers at 2:00 in the morning. I'm sorry.
A little less than 13 months, like maybe 1/30th of a month, maybe 1/31st of a month.
They're going to accuse you of
cheating. Better rework that question.
Yes, the phase, a year and a day.
Oh, my God. That was painful.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to post my question and then I'm going to call back in because I finally dropped as my doppelganger. So in which book come the words, "It is a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done. It is far, far better rest that I go to than I have ever known.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know the quote better.
Oh, man, I know this.
Jesus Christ,
what a brain I have.
Oh, you know, it could be like a steel trap. What goes in can't get out.
Oh, he's about to be killed. He's about to be hung. Yeah. The American traitor, what was his name? Come on.
Nope, not that answer, Faith. Did you have a guess, Laurent? I'm back.
Yeah, the American traitor. What was his name? I'm joking.
Pardon?
Hell got it. Tale of Two Cities.
Oh, way off base.
It was close.
Okay.
We've got about a half an hour left, guys. See who's going to win this gold.
Which English poet planned a communist colony in America with Robert Southey? What? I expect that to roll right off your tongue.
H.G. Wells?
Nope.
No.
Oh.
No.
He was a little cold, don't you think?
I'll put the question.
Samuel Coleridge, yep.
I should be putting up the answers on the right side of the room. Oh my God. Yes, Kelly, that's correct. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. When I was in college, I took German. I got really sick of taking Spanish, so I took German in college. And, I mean, the teacher was just, he was a cool guy, but I was tutoring a bunch of my fellow students, and we were in the middle of the final, and there were some kids that were just really struggling. I mean, like, you knew that they were never going to learn the language. They were just doing it to get done with the class and meet the requirements, you know, for the degree, to get your degree and everything. And so at one point they were talking about an armchair, and like I knew that they were struggling with it. So here I am sitting in the middle of the test, and I just like start leaning back and like, you know, miming and putting my feet up on a chair and everything. And they're just kind of looking at me with this look of like, what the fuck are you doing? They figured it out though. I'm proud of them. I mean, the teacher watched me the whole time. He knew what I was doing. He just didn't care. Oh, the fun of college life.
True.
All right. Who wrote the novel Sense and Sensibility?
Jane,
I have faith
Austen.
In you, Faith. Yes, it was Jane Austen. Faith and Laurent got that at the same time, so I think they should both get points.
I was on mute, foul.
Well, you and Faith got him at the same time. Like, she literally posted right as you go to Jane Austen. That was awesome.
Okay. Now, here's the next one. Who said, one more drink and I'll be under the host? Ooh.
Groucho Marx?
I mean, that's the rather.
No, it wasn't Groucho Marx. Nope, it wasn't
not Potowski. I mean, we aren't in Kansas anymore, guys.
Oh, ye wise and learned soul.
Dorothy Parker.
I got it.
I'm so clever. Okay. All right. Which famous novel opens in the fictional town of Mudfog?
Mudfog. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Which famous novel opens in the fictional town of Mudfog?
Mudfog.
Not Heart of Darkness. So there's a fun fact, Potter fan, the actor that, Kel's got it, Oliver Twist, but the actor, Daniel Radcliffe, was discovered because he played a child in a live action, if you will, version of Oliver Twist. That is how Daniel Radcliffe was discovered.
I thought Conrad was a
Oliver.
Great
guest. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, here we go. R.B., who wrote the poem Ode to the Haggis? Yeah, Ode to the Haggis. Nope, I don't think so. Nope. Not Robbie Boyle. Yep. Robert Burns.
Okay. The cow is coming up fast on the outside.
Yeah.
She really is. All right, so this next one is, which author wrote Death of a Salesman, a play revived in the West End of 2005?
Arthur Miller?
It is Arthur Miller.
Very good. Okay. Ready. Which famous author was portrayed by Paul Bettany in A Knight's Tale?
Come on, we know this one. Phil, put it up there. I know you know it. Phil got Chaucer. Yes!
Yes. Very good. Very good. Yes.
Okay.
And that. Over here. Oh, look, Victoria dropped.
No, I didn't. Oh, yes, the old, my doppelganger is gone.
Okay.
Who wrote the song Mad Dog and the Englishman?
Oh, Lord.
Dogs and Englishmen go out in the noonday sun. I think it's the line. Boy, I can't think of the guy who wrote it.
Noel Coward. Kel's got it.
Nice.
Yeah. Good job, Kel.
Absolutely. Kel's on my bumper.
Which 20th century Anglo-American poet is best known for his poems, Funeral Blues and September 1,
1939? Oh my goodness. Sorry, my cat just scratched me. She didn't mean to. She's just jumping on me. She's jumping up on me. They try to be very respectful Like, at first they put their paws up on my knee and they're like, oh, hey, can I jump up? And if I ignore them, then they like try to jump up without like really jumping up in my face, like a sneaky jump up. But Gizmo just failed it and she just scratched my knee. So that's okay. She's a good kitty.
I think everybody's shading shade.
I know. Why stand Hugh out in? That's what Kells is saying. Yep. Mm-hmm. I think she got it.
Yeah, first.
Okay. Ring of Bright Water is a book about which creatures? Not mermaids. These are cute, cute little creatures that are known to hold hands. Not seahorses. They don't hold hands. They loop their little tail around stuff.
Right.
Okay, technically they hold tails, yes. Otters. Mikkel got that. That is correct. It is otters. They hold hands so they don't drift away from each other. They're cute little things.
Okay. Here we go. In the rhyme, who lost her pocket? No, she lost her
in lamb. The rhyme, Mary.
Mary lost her little lamb. Oh, that was little Bill Peep lost her sheep.
Right.
What's another name that starts with, like, oh, I can't say it. I can't say it because it gives it away. What rhymes with pocket, people?
Lock it, socket, knock it, cock it, rocket.
Kel's got it. Locket. It's Lucy Lockett.
She just had Lucy's also.
Kel's got it. Yeah. Let's see if she puts the other part in.
Well.
Lucy in the sky with her locket?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, Lucy Locket. All right, what kind of a note are you writing when you write a bread and butter note? Bread and butter note.
Oh.
Not a you're invited for dinner. Nope. Yes, it is a thank you note.
There you go.
That yeah. All right, Faze, you're up.
What I was an epic poem on the siege of Troy?
The Iliad.
Yep, you're right. You are correct.
Okay, the narrative poem Eugene Onegin that was made into a ballet by John Cranko was authored by whom? Oh no, I called Phil Faze. I'm so sorry, Faze. I'm not braining today. At least Phil knows what I mean.
I did.
All right. The narrative poem Eugene Onegin that was made into a ballet by John Cranko was authored by whom? Nope, not Archibald MacLeish. Not
Byron.
Alexander Pushkin. Not Lord Byron.
Jacques Brel, the singer?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize he was a writer as well as a marvelous singer.
Hold on. I just Googled it just to be sure because sometimes that gives me a pause And Eugene Wungen is saying to be Alexander Pushkin. So D should have been the correct answer. So I guess Kells would have gotten that.
Yes, she would have.
Yeah.
No Kells. No Feziana.
Yeah. So I would have been wrong with that. Ignore that. That my answer was wrong. I just wanted to check that because there were so many different answers. And you and Faye are so on it. See, I almost called Faye Phil now. Now look what I'm doing. I'm losing my mind, guys.
I will tell you that Phil has her phases. That's why I call her Jean.
Amen to that. He calls me a lot of things. It's not always Jean. Okay, here we go. Some things we won't be repeating. Okay. Located in Austerlitz, New York. Steepletop was the farmhouse home in which American poet, who was the first woman to receive a Pulitzer Prize for poetry.
Alexandria,
I love this name.
Hornquist.
I love this name in The Invincibles, I think it is, with like Mrs. Stretch and, or the, you know, Lady Stretch or whatever they are, the kids. It's a good name. That's what I always think about. The little lady.
Well. Yeah.
Any guesses?
Wow. Edna who?
Edna Mo. Not really Edna Mo, though. <That's> just...
Edna. No, Edna, let's get down to the store.
Edna Millay, that's correct. Kel's got it. Faye's got the first name, though. I think that's due at least some credit. Edna St. Vincent Millay. Okay. Who is the author of the 1988 book, Being a Woman, Fulfilling Your Femininity, and Finding Love? Dr. Tony
Thanks,
Grant.
Dr. Ruth.
But Faye's got it. It is, in fact, B, Dr. Tony Grant.
All right. Okay.
She probably has loaned that book out of her library 20 times.
Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. The younger Memnon statue of Ramses II in the British Museum is thought to have inspired which famous poem of P.B. Shelley?
The younger Memnon. A lot like Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozymandias?
Yes, right? That's the answer, Ozymandias? I think that's what the answer is.
Yep.
Yes. Great job, Laurent. That was a great answer.
TV game host.
Okay, the last letter of the Greek alphabet is what? It is correct. B, omega. Faye's got it.
I'm going to put this up because I have no idea what the hell they're talking about. Okay.
Okay.
This American poet was a West Point cadet for 2 weeks, but was forced to leave after failing arithmetic and grammar. And then this is A, Carl Sandburg in 1899. What the hell is that? I think that's wrong. I think they screwed up on the quiz. Just saying. So I just wanted to prove it because the answer they have is zero or a big O. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, I think the A that they wrote there, that is, oh, no. No, that's not.
It's not how they did the answers. So I don't know what the hell they were doing, but yeah. I don't understand how.
Yeah. Carl Sandburg, I don't think is the right answer.
Yeah, and I can't figure out
this,
what that.
You know, once upon a midnight dreary, kind of sad.
Yeah.
You are great. I'm not even going to answer that.
Oh. You're a terrible place to strike.
No.
That's exactly what it is.
Old little me.
The answer, Carl Sandburg is wrong.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they were doing. But I'm going to put up a replacement because I went to send that. I went, what?
Yeah.
What F was a major 20th century American poet? Okay. Now, what the F? What F?
Ferlinghetti?
Nope, not Ferlinghetti. Victoria, would you like to take a shot at this? Oh, my God.
Think of our 20th century poets, Pete.
Yep.
Come on, Laurent. I've given you this hint before.
I know, but the hints are so heavy that the answer would be to say thank you for the answer. I mean, no.
The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Yep. Oh, I better look at the room. Yep, Chelsea got it.
Yep. I giggled this time at least. At least I didn't. I didn't just, you know, tell him to look at my last name again. Okay, here's a fun one. Of these four poets, which one is male? Emily Dickinson, Joyce Kilmer, Amy Lowell, or Alice Dwyer Miller?
Joyce Kilmer.
Yep. Faye's beat you barely to it. So Joyce Kilmer is correct.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. What U was Grecian and addressed by Keith? Shut up, Victoria. Don't take their word.
Yeah. You gotta stop. You gotta stop letting me like posting things that are just like right in my wheelhouse, there, Phil.
The face, you and I got it immediately.
Yes, she did.
Oh, she did. Okay, here we go.
She would be laughing at what I said.
All right. Yes. Where did the original Jezebel first appear? The Bible, a Charles Dickens story, Shakespearean play, and Faith goes the Bible, and that's correct. It is the Bible.
Yeah.
Or a silent film.
Man, I thought the answer had to be listed before you could answer.
You are welcome to speak. You are welcome to speak as I write. You know, we're keeping it crazy here.
Okay, keeping it crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why you bring me into everything?
Oh, where's that's what crazy, crazy craze.
Yeah, that's me crazy craze. Which poem by Robert Browning includes the line, "The river westward deep"? Okay, and wide washes its walls on the southern side.
You'll have to repeat that question. I just did not get it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's good.
As always, it is posted
some
on
people,
the wall.
You know, put the text up.
Which poem by Robert Browning includes the line, "The river westward deep and wide washes its walls on the southern side"?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I don't know the answer.
You just wanted to hear me do that little tongue.
I heard you that time. Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still focused on the Jezebel.
I'm sure you are.
Shameless pussy.
Yep. Well, maybe I should put it on the wall. I never did put it on the wall. Shit. Anyway, Christ. So, any guesses there, Miss Victoria? I want to hear a clue for this one.
Now, when you need a hint, you don't get one.
Well, I have a pied python on my leg, and it's something similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you know anything else that has pied in it? You know, any literary works that have pied. Well, you could be python, too.
I've been pie-eyed before.
I'm pie-eyed.
That's what I just said. I've been pie-eyed before.
Not focus more on the pied side, Faith. Focus on the pied. Yep, the Pied Piper of Hamelin. Yep, Kells got it. Good job, Kells.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What was the real name of the Hunchback of Notre Dame? Quasimodo, that is correct.
Hello, Babbler.
He is correct. They've got it. Hi, Babbler.
Yep. Okay, here we go. In Dante's Divine Comedy, if hell is divided into nine circles and paradise into nine spheres, what is divided into seven terraces?
What comes before hell and is in between heaven? Oh no, Laurent dropped.
He did.
Laurent, come back to us. Yeah.
Oh no.
This is purgatory.
Oh,
he's right.
Yes.
Back to the room. Okay, Laurent. I think he got a little intimidated hanging out with us. I was a little too crazy for him, I think.
Too much to hang in here with us. That's what it is.
Okay. A jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou was a line written by whom?
Jug of wine, loaf of bread, and thou. Ooh.
Yes, Edward Fitzgerald. That is correct answer, Faze.
Not on your tintype. I'm afraid to even figure that one out. Okay.
I think that's like one of those tin photographs, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what they are. I don't know what he's talking about there, so I don't know. What was the name of Elizabeth Barrett Browning's pet golden cocker spaniel?
Well, that's an interesting question.
It is. No, not Sonnet.
I Googled it. I'm ready. I'm ready to give a hint.
Here she goes again. Oh, my God. Come on, Laurent. What is it?
Kel's got it.
Go.
She said flesh. That's right. All right. Here's the fun one.
Okay.
We're going to go a little scandalous and talk about Dr. Seuss. Which of these titles were not a book, was not a book written by Dr. Seuss? The Cat in the Hat, The Frog in the Bog, Hop on Pop, But Hunches in Bunches.
I say The Frog in the Bog, but I have no idea.
Well, it is not D. They said D, Hunches and Bunches. That is not the answer, supposedly. I know, but Faye said D, and I'm not responding to your answer, Phil, because I'm not supposed to give hints, and, well, you need to stop answering things.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. I've answered about 4 or 5 4 hours. I'm telling you, it's The Frog in the Bog. I know.
Well, Laurent said, did say B. So Laurent agreed with you, and Laurent is correct. It was, in fact, The Frog in the Bog.
Oh, my God. What the hell was that? Wow. According to the nursery rhyme, who killed Cock Robin? Who killed him? That's what I want to know. Just saying.
You want to post it in the room for our viewers? Not there. You go.
Your viewing pleasure.
Yes.
And you want to see it too? My God. Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, I've had fun with this. I hope you've had it. Had fun, too.
I have. I'm crazy as hell, though. I'm getting a little loopy for real. Like, a whole lot with loopy. I was a little loopy a while back. Now I'm
all right, we got 10 seconds. So you want to give us, Kel says sparrow, and I believe that's the right answer.
Yeah, sparrow it is.
All right. Yeah. Well,
I'm going to call it a night.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah,
yeah, we are officially off air. So if you want to tally those up, and we can see who won.
You got it. Now don't hang up on me.